News. I'm Steve Miller. The United States raised tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports Friday, up from 10 to 25%. Economist Diane Swonk says President Trump's latest tariff hike on Chinese goods doesn't mean much.
There is a unique loophole that as they continue to negotiate, everything that's on the water as of yesterday is not getting tariffs. So we've got a day lag until they actually hit the tariffs, actually start hitting what's coming into the United States. And I think there's still hopes out there that they'll come to some kind of a deal before they actually make it from China to here.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang says Beijing hopes that the United States will meet them halfway in resolving the dispute. The missiles launched by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un look just like a controversial and widely copied missile the Russian military has deployed to Syria, according to a number of experts. VOA's Bill Gallo has these details about the latest launch.
It was the second time North Korea fired missiles in less than a week. South Korea's military said in a statement one of the projectiles traveled 420 kilometers and the other traveled 270 kilometers.
The recent test ended a pause in ballistic missile launches that began in late 2017 and alarming North Korea's neighbors. Kim personally supervised the launch of the first missile from the country's east coast on Saturday and two more from the west on Thursday. All the missiles splashed down in the Pacific. The United Nations Children Fund said on Friday a local militia group that supports the Nigerian government in the fight against Boko Haram insurgents has released nearly 900 children. UNICEF said the Civilian Joint Task Force released 894 children Friday in the northwestern town of Maiduguri. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning it may not